Donald Trump's Republican presidential campaign continues to lead in the polls. And this week, Mr. Trump hired Sam Clovis, who just a week ago worked for Rick Perry, to be his national campaign co-chairman. Mr. Clovis is a former radio talk show host and college professor. He's an Iowan who has run for state treasurer and the U.S. Senate there. He joins us from Sioux City, Iowa. Thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you so much for having me on.
What made you switch?
The reason I switched is personal, and I'm going to leave it at that because I've been under assault from people out here because of my decision, and I've chosen just not to comment on it. But I'm actually humbled and honored that Mr. Trump would reach out to me, and I'm particularly proud to be part of this team.
The Des Moines Register, so I don't have to tell you. Yeah, they got hold of some pretty colorful quotes about Donald Trump from emails that you sent to various people. Were you wrong, or did Mr. Trump change so much within a week?
What changed was the fact that for me to have an opportunity to sit down and discuss issues, I thought that Mr. Trump, of all of the people running for office, is the only one that I really believe I can trust that will go to Washington and change things. And I think he will help us preserve this union.
He says, among other things, he would get rid of birthright citizenship. But isn't that in the Constitution?
I think that this is one of the great misconstruences that we have out here is the fact that people believe that the birthright citizenship has been at lock since day one, and it has not been. And I think that these are the issues that have to be taken into consideration when we have this dialogue. I think what Mr. Trump has done, and I think it's appropriate, is that he has started the dialogue on talking about true immigration reform, and that begins with securing the border.
Well, let me follow up on that. He talks about building a wall 50, 60 feet high across the U.S. border with Mexico. Not so long ago, a great Republican president stood in Berlin and said, tear down this wall. Didn't a wall symbolize totalitarianism?
Well, I think it's a matter of national security and national sovereignty. I think if you're going to have a country and you can't have open borders, and I'm sure you're not advocating for open borders, is that first and foremost, if you do not secure the border, then we cannot possibly amend or take a look at how we bring people into this country legally, because if we can't sort legal from illegal, then it becomes a real challenge for us to figure out what we're doing here.
If someone who, if I might put it in the most fundamental human terms, is someone who picks a public quarrel with Megyn Kelly and Jorge Ramos, does he have the presidential temperament to deal with foreign leaders in Congress?
With Megyn Kelly, I think that's a professional spat, and I think it'll be resolved by professionals. The issue with Mr. Ramos, I was in the room. I saw exactly what happened. I thought Mr. Trump held himself to the highest possible standards, but Mr. Ramos was trying to occupy the entirety of that press conference, and there were 50 other reporters there that really had jobs to do, and Mr. Ramos was not allowing them to do that.
You like him?
I like him a lot. I wouldn't work for him if I didn't like him.
Because?
The one thing that I find in him that is so uplifting is his joy. He is a person who is full of spirit and full of life. And this is the thing. There's a persona, and then there's the man. And I think that what you see when he's in the crowd and he's working the crowd is a remarkable human being, and I'm very proud to be part of this team.
Sam Clovis is the national co-chair and senior policy advisor for Donald Trump's presidential campaign. Mr. Clovis, thanks for speaking with us.
Well, thanks for having me on today. I really appreciate it.